Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
very good morning, everyone. Welcome along. This is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans. Three tracks from the 70s to start us off this week. From 77 on Impulse Records, that was Sonny Chris from his album The Joy of Sax, and that was Billy Preston's You Are So Beautiful. And it featured Chris on the alto saxophone. Bill King was on piano. Lee Ritner and Mitch Holder on guitars. Scott Edwards on bass and James Gadsden on the drums plus strings. Before that, from 73 on Strata East, the solo piano of Stanley Cowell from the album Musa, Ancestral Streams, and we heard Abscretions, and we started off on Impulse again, this time also from 73. It was Marion Brown from his album Geechee Recollections. Marion Brown on the soprano saxophone on that one, and he was joined by Leo Smith on the trumpet. That was Once Upon a Time, A Child's Tale. And we're heading back to 1962 next, and the Blue Note label. This is Stanley Turrentine from his album That's Where It's At, and this is a tune which was written by his brother Tommy, the trumpet player. It's called Light Blue, and the full personnel here is Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophone, Les McCann making a rare appearance on Blue Note on the piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Otis Candy Finch was at the drums. Stick around for the next 2 hours, great music guaranteed as always. We'll be right back. recorded live at the London House in Chicago in 1966 on Limelight Records. From the album Today's Sounds, that was The Three Sounds, and that was The Good Life. It was Gene Harris on piano, Andrew Simpkins on bass, and the new drummer in the band in 1966 following the departure of Bill Dowdy. It was Khalil Mahdi on the drums. And we're going to move on and going to say hello to Dave and Stu. And I know Stu's a big fan of the next gentleman. And it's Blue Note Records once again. And this time the third and final album by George Braith on that label, the album's extension. This is Nut City. And it features Braith exclusively on tenor sax on this one, and he's joined by Grant Green on guitar, Billy Gardner on the organ, and Clarence Johnston is at the drums. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans.
We'll be right back.
recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in February 1964, came out on Impulse Records, the album Today and Tomorrow, and that is the McCoy Tyner Sextet, and a tune called Contemporary Focus. It featured Thad Jones on the trumpets, Frank Strozier on alto saxophone, John Gilmore on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Elvin Jones was playing the drums. We're moving back to 62 and Riverside Records. This is the Bill Evans Trio. The album is Moonbeams, and this is the standard Stairway to the Stars, a beautiful piece given a fantastic treatment by Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israels on bass, and Paul Motion playing the drums. pleasure to play some early bebop. That's from 1948, and it's from the album The Fabulous Fats Navarro, Volume 2 on Blue Note Records. It was actually the Tad Dameron septet, Fats Navarro on the trumpet, Wardell Gray and Alan Eager on the tenor saxophones, Tad Dameron on piano, Curly Russell on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums, and Chino Pozzo on the bongos. Going to head up to the top of the hour with a track from an album that I tried to get for a long, long time. Finally arrived a couple of weeks ago, and it's actually an album that's recorded live at the Gallery Club in Nottingham in 1966. It is the Archie Cotterill Trio plus one, and it's Archie Cotterill on the piano, Clive Morton on bass, Tony Richards on the drums, and Danny Moss on tenor saxophone. This is Barbecue. We'll be right back.